Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Dr. Jesse Walker, I'm going to be your facilitator throughout today's program. We certainly do appreciate you waking up early this morning and joining us. We're going to get right to the program because we have a lot to cover, a whole lot to cover, and we're still in some of the planning stages for some reason. You know, some of the things people have wanted to make some changes. But God's program has to be organized, and we will continue with what we have. All right, so I want you to go ahead, and we certainly thank you for waking up early this morning and getting started. If you're participating, please press 1 on your dial, and enjoy our praise and worship this morning. that tune from Yolanda Adams. We certainly do think, I mean, that was beautiful music. I'm going to be ready. This time we're going to go ahead and have our welcome and purpose this morning. We're going to have Pastor Rowe come in and do our welcome and purpose this morning. Good morning, Pastor Rowe, and good morning to all of you all. If you're participating on the program once again, many of you all already have, but some of you all that are scheduled have not pressed one on your dial. Many of you all already have. Good morning to everyone. Pastor Rowe, our welcome and purpose this morning. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's our global audience. Today is a great day, and the reason it's a great day, this miracle day, is because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And on this miracle day, I would just love everyone to come with a spirit of expectancy, knowing that something good is going to happen to you this very day. And God is going to bless you personally in your spiritual life, in your emotional life, in your financial life, and with better health and wellness. And this is what we are all about on this miracle day, is serving others. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So again, I want to welcome everyone this day, and we're just happy and exciting what this day is going to bring to us. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so very much for that, Pastor Rowe. We certainly do appreciate your participation. All right. This time we're going to go forward with our opening prayer. We're so grateful to have Sister Sargent with us this morning. Sister Sargent, if you'd be kind enough, opening prayer. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord for waking us up to see a new day, a new blessing, miracle day. Praise the Lord. Father in heaven, we come to you. We gather together, God, under your banner this morning. Lord, we come before you, God, because we know that you are in the sanctuary, God, and you are looking over each and every last one of us, God. And you, dear God, have sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, to anoint and to bless each one of us today. And for that, God, we say thank you. Lord, as we come before you, God, we're asking you, Lord, to look deep within each one of us, God. Examine our hearts, God. Forgive us all of our sins, our iniquities, our transgressions, all of our shortcomings and all of our faults. Lord, appropriate the merits of your Son, Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, that your Spirit, Lord, will be seen, felt, and heard. Lord, I'm asking that you will take your servants who come to serve this morning, God, and let your words, let your will, dear God, be wrought in them. Lord, bless each person, dear God, that come on this prayer line. And Lord, as we exit the prayer line, dear God, help us all to have that burning within our hearts, saying it was good that we have been here, spending the time with the Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Sargent. We're waiting for several people to check in. Sister Teresa Morton, we don't have her here yet. Sister San, and Sister Bates. Sister Morton, Sister San, Sister Bates. So if you all know these individuals and they're scheduled to participate, unless there's a substitute, please reach out to them. Sister Morton, Sister San, Sister Bates. All right, thank you. We're going to proceed with the program, and we're going to go with Sister Beverly at this time, who's going to give us our scripture reading and the interpretation thereof. Sister Beverly, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Good morning, everyone. I'm reading this morning from Luke chapter 18, and I'm going to read down to the 15th, the 17th verse, and it reads, "Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was a certain city, a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversaries. and he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like the other man, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithe of all that I possess, and the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven. But beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalted himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, let the children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whosoever do not receive the kingdom of God like these little children, by no means will enter in. So this morning, this scripture, like I said, has so many subjects one could take from this scripture. But this morning, I am starting with the first verse to the fifth verse, where when we pray many times, like Jesus referred to the unjust judge, you know, God doesn't answer our prayer right away. Well, I don't know for everybody, but I know for myself, because I've been praying on one subject for maybe almost a year, and still the situation has not changed. But when I came to this scripture and I got a full understanding of it, I realized that, you know, God doesn't answer us right away for whatever reason. It is God's own way. But then Jesus said, and shall not God himself avenge his elect who cry out day and night, though he bear long with them? So even though God might not answer us right away, we know that he hears us. No matter how the situation is, we know God is real. We know that he hears us, and we are going to keep asking. We're going to keep seeking. We're going to keep knocking, because Jesus said that's what we should do. And going down to the other scripture, I only have 3 minutes to put this together. So going down to the collector and the Pharisee, the Pharisee was so proud and full of himself, because he just knew that he was God's man. He just knew that he was the elect, and he prayed so boldly and so outwardly and so loud that the other poor man who was standing on the other side of him would not even look up into heaven, because he didn't think he was worthy of even being out there talking to God. But what Jesus said, he said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And isn't that the way it is in life today? You know, some people let you feel that you're not even living a righteous life. And then you have to just humble yourself and say, God, I know I'm living a right life, God. I know I'm doing the right thing, God. I know I'm praying right, God. I know I have faith. You just have to stand and know that no matter what's going on, you know within yourself what type of life you're living. You know what you're doing, and you know that you're doing the right thing with God, for God, and God is hearing you. So Jesus said, whosoever humbleth himself will be exalted. Whosoever exalts himself,
For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted, will be exalted. So that's telling us that if we just stay humble and stay in the right place with God, he will exalt us in due season. There's a scripture that say that other than this one, that say, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. And the 15th to the 17th verse tells us about, you know, being humble as a little child. You know, if we don't have a childlike spirit, a humbling spirit, because a lot of people don't know that the scripture said this, but we have to read it for ourselves, because until I sat down and started going through the Bible myself, I didn't come up on these scriptures about humbling yourselves as children. Unless we have childlike faith, unless we trust in God like little children, we cannot bully our way into heaven. No. We have to be humble as little children. So this morning, as I read these scriptures, I pray these verses will come home to you as it has to me, and it will bring us to another level of knowing that a humbling spirit will please God. And there is one other little part of this that got me in this eighth verse, where Jesus said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? And you know what that said to me when I read that last week or a couple of weeks, a week ago, is that we're going through so much in these days. A lot of people maybe don't know this is the last days we're living in. And so many people are going through situations that they do not understand. I'm one of those persons. But Jesus said, when he come, will he still find faith on the earth? Because Jesus knows that a lot of people is losing heart or would lose heart in the last days. Yes. So just pray one for another. Pray for the saints with supplication, because we all need each other's prayer, because without faith it is impossible to please God. And many things are happening to us that if we don't stand on that solid rock, which is Jesus, we lose faith. Amen?
Amen. All right. So thank you so very much, Sister Beverly, for that, the scripture reading and the interpretation there. We certainly do appreciate that. Thank you so much. This time we still haven't heard from Sister Morton, Sister San, Sister Faith. So if you all would be kind enough to reach out to those individuals, we have to go on with the program as printed. This time we're going to go with our focus point, boosting our immunity through community service. We're going to go now to Sister Lewis, who will be bringing us that, a 3 or 4 minute talk on that. We're going to be going to that right now. Sister Lewis, we're going to be bringing you in right about now. Okay, good morning, Sister Lewis, and thank you.
Praise God, praise God. Yes, there are 8 laws of health, and I will name them briefly. We have, it's acronym, New Start. New Start, and N stands for nutrition. E is for exercise. W is for water, S is for sunshine, T is for temperance, A is for air, and R is for rest. And the last, but not least, it should be the first, trust in God. But there are others, 2 additional laws of health that people usually miss, and it's gratitude and serving others. Gratitude and serving others. So although we may have these 8 laws of health, yet, hold on for me, Sister Bates is trying to come in, so let me answer her. I just called her.
Okay, while she's taking that call, it is important to note that the 8 laws of health, I'm very familiar with them as well. And, I mean, these are laws that, just like we have man-made laws, We have laws of health, and I would encourage everyone to take stock of the 8 laws of health. Today's theme is boosting the biblical booster, boosting the immunity of our global community. And Pastor, we're going to be featured with Pastor Shellam Flemons will be on with us this morning to present the Word of God. So we're going to ask you to encourage him. He's a medical missionary, and I'll give his bio as we continue with the program. So when Sister Lewis is ready to resume, we're ready to go ahead. Sister Lewis, all right. Then what we're going to do is we're going to now at this point, we're going to go ahead with and let Brother Evans come in. And,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sister Lewis, are you ready? We only have about 2 more minutes.
I was trying to get Sister Bates in because she was unable to come in. All right. So let's talk about serving others. We boost our immune system when we do not just sit by and relax. We must have others. The great law of life in the universe is a law of service. God provides every living thing. Christ came to the earth to serve and give his life for mankind. The angels are occupied in caring for the needs of humanity. The same law of service is seen throughout nature. The birds and animals and trees, grass and flowers, the sun, the moon, the stars, all provide something of benefit to others. Is the world a better place because you are here? Strive to live a life of service. Go out of your way to be kind to someone today. Kindness is rewarding. Giving is a condition of healthy living, a law of mental well-being. Most of us find that when we are not in good health, it's easy to focus our attention on our own needs and difficulties. Yet, often getting our minds off ourselves and working for the good of others is just what we need to give us the strength to get well. It also reminds us that we are not the only ones with problems. Implement these changes one step at a time as each one becomes a habit. Take the next step towards improving your health. Finally, don't force the change you make on others. Enjoy your new way of life until your friends and family desire the improved health which you now have from Jesus Christ. So share, be in gratitude to God, and serve others. Just like Dr. Jesse Walker's incorporation, he incorporates helping others so we can give what we have to help in these different countries, here in America, wherever, Haiti, Jamaica, Africa, wherever, just give up our means to help others, because that's what God puts us here to do, not to hoard what we have, but to distribute. Let somebody else be happy. Praise be to God. And your immune system will be so improved because you share. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that. Sister Lewis, you're always right on time with what we need. Thank you so very much. We're scheduled to go with Elder Evans this morning, but I don't see Elder Evans. If you're online, please let us know. Elder Evans, are you there? Okay, we don't have Elder Evans this morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Okay, you may have switched numbers on us, and it didn't come through the computer. All right.
Okay.
Just give me the last that you're on, so I'll know.
Can you give
me the Elder Evans, give us the last 4
sir.
Numbers on, please.
6468.
Okay, 6468. Okay, thank you. We're going to go ahead and ask if you'll give your testimony, a brief testimony, and we're so grateful for that. Thank you.
Yes, Good morning, good morning, and happy Sabbath.
Good morning.
Good morning. As you know, my name is Evans, and my testimony this morning, you will see in my testimony, the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it tells us that you shall have what you say, the word that you speak. It affects you on a daily basis. And in my testimony, you will see that. So I'll go straight to my testimony. Early on in my life, I was in Jamaica and I was a police officer. I graduated from the police training school and I went to my station. While there, I was there about 1 month and a day, to be exact, 1 month and a day. So this morning my duty was to do beat duty on the street. The street was to monitor the taxis and right before the marketplace. So there is the vehicular traffic, and then you have the human traffic coming out of the market. So the two of them coincide. So we have to monitor those. That morning in particular, about 7 a.m., as I was about to sign in to go on duty, the officer told me that they doesn't have a firearm for us to go on duty. It was both two of us. I told him that I'm not going out there in that busy street without a firearm. He said, I have to go. I told him I'm not going. So I sat down. Anyway, he said, well, you are a young policeman, come out here telling me that you're not going. I said, well, I'm not going. Anyway, the supervisor heard my conversation, and he came out there and called me in his office, and he said, listen, take my firearm and go. And I signed, take the firearm, and went out there. But brothers and sisters, I can tell you, you're going to see how effective your words are sometimes. So whilst out there, we worked the street, and we were about to come off for a break, which is about 1 something. My squad mate said to me, let us walk to the market. And I said, no, why you want to walk to the market and we can go around? And because the market is crowded, man. He said, man, I'm tired. I say, you know what my mother used to tell me, man? My mother used to say to me, long, short road draws blood, and long road draws sweat. So let us walk around. But he keep insisting that we should walk. So I say, okay, let's go. So as we enter the marketplace, this is a crowded place. So we were actually using our hands to separate people to go through. So about halfway in, I turned my head to the right slightly, and I saw a shine object coming over. I saw a shine object, and I turned completely to my right. And as I turned to my right, I see a hand come right over with a knife, and it came right into my chest area. And the place where the knife went, it went through my shirt, and I had a book that I used to take notes, and the knife went into the book. So that prevented it from went into my chest. Now, if I hadn't turned, the knife would have gone straight into my neck between my clavicle. Anyway, I fell because of the position that we were in, and I fell into a basket of tomato where in the marketplace. It was a Saturday. It was a Sabbath also. So whilst I was on the ground, this was happening real quick. Whilst I was on the ground, I noticed, this was the first time I'm seeing the man, and I noticed that he has a knife coming down in my chest area whilst I was on the ground again. I pulled my firearm I tried to pull my firearm, and it was stuck in this basket because I fell in a basket of tomatoes. So I pulled real hard. The first shot went off, and then I shot him. When he fell, I got up, and I was there, and someone said to me, "You better come, let's take you to the hospital." I said, "For what?" He said, "Man, you're bleeding like crazy." I did not feel any pain until I looked down. And I looked down, I see like my boots full of blood. Anyway, I decided not to leave until the other officers come. But they did not know I was losing sight because my eyes was getting dim. So I locked up my jaws and everything. They teach you how to do that. And I was conscious all the time. But, you know, my eyesight wasn't that good. Anyway, we were taken to the hospital. So finding out that what caused the situation is that, so you can see, brothers and sisters, the word you speak, how effective it can be in your life at the time. My words came not minutes after I spoke it. Anyway, when I find out what took place was that this gentleman, he went into the marketplace to get money from, he was smoking drugs, ganja, and he wanted money from his mother to go and buy more drugs. And the mother said, "No, I'm not giving you no money. You already high on drugs. I'm not giving you." And so the mother left what she was selling and said she was going to the police station to get the police officer. So not knowing to us, we were walking through, he saw us and believed we were coming for him. So that's why he attacked us. So brothers and sisters, you see how important the words that you speak on a daily basis is. And in all of this, you see how God worked, because had it not been for that book in my pocket, I wouldn't be here today. Amen?
Amen.
So
amen.
We have to choose our words daily, what we speak. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us so very much. We certainly do appreciate that. At this time, we're going to see our first prayer warrior. We're trying to see if Sister Sand is with us. We haven't been able to. Sister Sand, if you're there, we're trying to open up the lines now. If you are there, Sister Sand, please let us know. Sister Sand, if you're there online, perhaps we don't have Sister Sand, so we'll go on with our really scheduled programming. We're going to ask Sister Lewis if you would serve as our prayer warrior, our first prayer warrior. Sister Lewis?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, would you mind being our first prayer warrior? We can't seem to locate Sister Sand. If you'd be so kind, and we're going to open up the phone lines now for all those who want.
Mr. Bates is here.
Okay, all right. Great, great, great. So we've got her also on the program. If she can give me the last four numbers of her phone number, or give me that, because it's not coming up on the computer.
0615.
Okay, we have that, and it's okay. All right. Fine, we're going to open up the phone lines, you all. And have you all give your prayer request, give your name and then your prayer request. Your name, we have three prayer warriors, so Sister Lewis will be the first one. And she's going to write this information down. Please speak clearly. Please be so kind to speak clearly and make your name, your prayer request. And Sister Lewis, I'm asking for a special prayer request for the situation in Ukraine this morning. God will extend his mercy that Russia will come to their senses and stop bullying this country. So I'm praying for a special prayer request for the people over there in Ukraine who are fearing for their lives. Are there any other special prayer requests this morning? Please let it be known at this time.
Sister Jean, I'm asking for Sister Lucy to pray for me to have a closer relationship with Jesus every moment of the day.
Hallelujah. Sister Babe, praying for her family that they will come together as one.
Sister Tracy, I'm praying for, if you can lift up my pain and hurt, and betrayal, that I will walk in God's character and not in my pain and my hurt and of being betrayed.
What is the name again? I'm sorry, I didn't get the name.
Tracy.
Tracy. Okay. Sister Laverne, praying for my son Travon's salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Is here in the request?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, Pastor Rowan. Good morning, Sister Lois and everyone on the call. This is Sister Marjorie. I'm asking you to pray for my family, myself, and also for everyone in Radio Land, and also to pray for Pastor Rowley's brother, Michael, had a very bad accident. And he's very sick, so please keep Michael in prayer. And also Dr. Walker's family and everyone on this line, please keep them all in prayer. Thank you. God bless you.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege to carry everything and anything. Everything to God in prayer. Are you weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Jesus Christ is our refuge. Let's take them to the Lord in prayer. Praise be to God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great Jehovah God, the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God, the omniscient God, the God who knows everything. And you said before we call, you will answer. While we are yet speaking, Jesus Christ turns up. So we have no fear. We have no fear because we have a loving, a wonderful, great, almighty God who stands up for us. Oh, in the most holy place, look at Jesus by faith. Look at Jesus Christ by faith this morning in the most holy place, standing with his nail-pierced hands and saying, oh, mighty Father, you, my blood. And so we thank you. And so we ask you, Lord, as Dr. Walker is asking this morning, and all of us are asking you, please, to have mercy upon the people in Ukraine, how they are being bullied, they are being killed, they are being destroyed. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the people in Russia, likewise, both places. God's people are there who are suffering right now, and they're calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy, O Lord. Make haste. Make haste. Make haste to deliver your people. Almighty Father, we pray for Sister Jean's relationship with God. Here she comes this morning asking. She's not asking for any material things. Oh, mighty God, she's just asking for just a closer walk with Jesus. She needs a closer relationship, as we all do. And so hear us this morning and grant us our request. We pray for Sister Bates and her family. We pray, Lord, that you will bring them in harmony in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring us all in harmony. We all have families, and some of us are not living right with each other. There is malice. There is unforgiveness. Oh, God, there is no love. So bring us all in unity to yours as we pray. Sister Stacy is asking, oh, Lord, to touch her pains. Yes, Lord Jesus, there are so many people who are suffering from pain this morning. And Sister Stacy is crying out, please, Lord, touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet and give her the character of Jesus Christ. We pray for Sister Laverne. She's asking you, Lord, please to be with her son Travon. Give him salvation. You have given him, but Lord, help him to accept your salvation. Open his eyes. Open his spiritual eyes, and he will accept Jesus Christ before it is eternally too late. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Marjorie, oh, we pray, Lord, that you will bless her and her family. We pray for Pastor Roll and his brother, Michael, who has met in an accident, and here he is. Maybe he's out of the hospital, but he needs your healing. Touch his body. Touch his body in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tracy, Lord, Tracy. Maybe it's not Stacy, but Tracy. Whatever our names are, we can make mistakes. But our God doesn't make mistakes, because God knows even before we call. And so we thank you for hearing us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your deliverance in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Bless all of us on this circle this morning and others who are waiting in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that, Sister Lewis, and for stepping in for us this morning. At this time, we're going to go ahead and bring in Sister Jean, who's going to give us a brief testimony this morning. We're going to be bringing in Sister Jean. We're just trying to make certain that we have the numbers. The numbers are not, for some reason, coming up this morning, probably. Okay, there we have it now. Thank you. Sister Jean, good morning, and we're looking forward to your testimony this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, dear Pastor. I just want to thank God for our saving grace and salvation. You know, God is good. God blesses us with time, talents, and position. How we use the time, talent, and position defines the kind of stewards we are. You know, I have a lovely garden. I have fruit trees in there. I had at the time 3 coconut trees. I have a huge ackee tree. Who knows ackee? Those of us from Jamaica and other places. And I have, oh, some lovely planting, huge fingers and banana. And so one day I went up there. I check it every morning. I went up there, and the coconut, the soft one, them jelly, a mean bunch of them cut off and under the tree. But they cut off from the stem part, and all the juice come out of it. I said, Lord have mercy. The planting, they did the same thing. They spoil up it, just bite up the planting and the banana. The ackee, they go in the tree, and only the seed you see on the ground. And the husks, the shell of it is on the tree. And I start cry out to the Lord. I said, Jesus, you tell us in Matthew 7:7, say, ask and shall be given. No, Heavenly Father, whatever it is, come and destroy my fruit trees and so forth. I'm asking you to allow the thing to sit in something's stomach that it don't come back no more. Hey, my brother and my sisters, I call my neighbor and I show them. I call people and show them. And up till now, praise God, not one thing from that very day everything. Okay. I had a lovely bunch of planting this past week. It was so beautiful. I cut it down last Sunday morning. I took it out 4 miles. I give this brother 4 fingers. I give that brother 4 fingers or 3 fingers. And I tell you, God is good right now. I have maybe about 6 fingers saved for myself. God is good. Yeah, let us be faithful and return your faithful tithes and offering. And the Lord promised he will rebuke the devourer and he will bless us. So that's what he did because of my faithful tithes and offering. Amen, amen,
amen. Amen. And thank you so very much for that. thank you so very much for that, Sister Dean. That was really... it really touched my heart this morning and sort of woke me up a little bit more. Thank you for that testimony. At this time, we're going to have another, our second prayer warrior, Sister Smith. I don't know why. I mean, the enemy really wants to mess with our numbers this morning. But I believe, I know that the Lord is good. Sister Smith, we're going to go ahead and ask you to, we're going to open up phone lines for the for prayer, for you to be our prayer warrior now and get the request of those that have special prayer requests. Sister Smith, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Jesse.
Okay, good. Thank you so very much for being here. All right, this time, if you have a request, if you'd be so kind, give her your name clearly and your request clearly, so that she can seek the throne of grace.
This is Sister Lewis, and I would really love to pray for my husband. He has a cough and some low-grade temperature, and it needs to go in the name of Jesus. Also, to pray for my 2 unbelieving children who have turned away from serving God in spirit and in truth. Pray for my boy who is persevering to serve God after God brought him back.
This is Sister Beverly. I am requesting prayer for my son, Ian. He needs deliverance. He needs his soul salvation, and he needs healing. And for my sister Jackie in England, she needs healing of the blood. She had a procedure done last week, and they found out that from that procedure, she has developed some type of infection in her blood. She's in hospital, and I'm asking healing for her. And for my son Quan for healing, for the Lord just to give him godly wisdom. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, happy Sabbath. This
Good morning.
Shelly Johnson. My name is Shelly Johnson. I'm praying for my immediate families. Family name, Johnson, Billings, Gomes, and Jacob.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Billings.
I'm not getting that other name clear.
Gomes. G-O-M-E-S.
Mm-hmm, I got that one, yeah.
And the last name is Jacobs. J-A-C-O-B-S. I'm praying for their salvation and for them to return from their backsliding and for some family issues, you know, some disunity that is stirring. That those things would be repaired, those relationships would be repaired, and that they would come to remember the first love that they had for Jesus.
Amen. I'm also asking prayer for my 2 sons, Hoyen diabetes and Paul diabetes, and for Paul's salvation. That he would turn to the Lord as a backslider, turning back to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. That's it. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of God.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you and praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Father, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning. God, you deserve all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, mighty God. We thank you for this time, oh God, where we can come to your throne room, God, and bring in all our burdens, all our problems, all our troubles to you, God, because you're the only one that can solve it, oh God. Mighty God, this morning, God, you heard the request of your children, God, and I know, God, that it has not taken you by surprise, God, but you say we must come boldly to the throne of grace where we can obtain favor, where we can obtain miracle, God. We thank you, Lord. Father, I bring Sister Lewis, oh God, her husband, her dear husband before you, oh God, Brother Lewis, God. Father, you know he's been struggling with this cough, dear God. Oh God, and the temperature that he's having. But mighty God, in the name of Jesus, just like you touched the woman with the issue of blood, God, I pray that you will touch Brother Lewis this morning, God. Give him one touch, God, one touch, God, that will make him whole and heal in the blood name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray for our two children, God, mighty God, those that have turned their back on you, Father. I pray for their salvation this morning, God. I pray, God, that you will meet them at a point of no return, God. Wherever they are at this moment, God, you know where they are. You know where they're located, dear God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will, oh, God, you will bring them back to their first love, God. Oh, Father, I pray for her son that he will be steadfast and unremovable, God, and always abounding in the things of you, God. Let nothing shake him, God. Let nothing move him, God, but let him stand up brave this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Mighty God, remember Sister Beverly and her family, God. Remember Eon, God. Oh, God, I pray for his deliverance this morning, God. I pray that you will deliver him, God. God, there's nothing too hard for you, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch this young fellow, God. You will let him know that you have a purpose and a calling for his life, God. I pray for his deliverance. I pray for his healing, God, that you will heal him, oh, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Remember Kwan in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this mother is praying for her children's salvation. God, draw Kwan by your spirit. Draw him by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that he will have a Damascus Road experience, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for her daughter, Jackie. I pray for her complete healing, God. Whatever is going on in her blood system, God, is nothing to take you by surprise. I pray, God, that you will wash it out in the name of Jesus. You will give her a blood bath right this morning in the name of Jesus, God, and take every sickness and disease away from her body, God. Oh, Father, I thank you for doing it, God. Oh, God, remember the Johnson's family this morning in the name of Jesus. Remember Johnson, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Father, you know everything about, oh, God, about his family, God. Oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray that you will touch them. I pray for their salvation, oh, God. I pray for the salvation, God, and the family issues that is rising up in this family, God. I pray, God, that you will, oh, God, intervene on this family behalf in the name of Jesus, God, and you will bring healing. God, you will bring wholeness to this family, God. Bind them together with a cord of love that cannot easily be broken in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning, dear God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Almighty God, I pray for, oh, God. Oh, and oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for a touch, God. Oh, God, for Paul and Owen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, God, that you will heal. You will, oh, God, intervene on their behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, is there anything too hard for you? You say, call upon you, and you will show us great and mighty things, God. Your children in need of deliverance, God. Your children is in need of a breakthrough, God. And I pray that the God that we call upon you will show up and show yourself mighty, God, because there is power in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you and praise you, God. Continue to heal, deliver, and set free in no other name but in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Sister Smith, what a powerful prayer. Thank you so very much for that. It was quite touching. This morning we're going to, as we continue with our programming this morning, we're going to have one or two praise reports, but just before we do that, we're going to go now with Sister Bates, who will give us a brief testimony. We're going to bring her in. Sister Bates, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. God has been good. A few years back, 2007, God is a wonderful God. 2007, I was diagnosed with cancer. But before the cancer, before I go to the direct cancer, days and months and weeks, I couldn't speak. Sometime I opened my mouth to talk and I could not talk. Nothing, no words, nothing could come out. So I says, this must be something serious. So let I go to see the doctor. So when I went to the doctor and I told her my problem, she said, let I examine you. And she started to examine me, use her hand running up my throat, side and so forth. And she said, I feel something here. Let I send you to get a test done. So when I went over to get the test done, when the other doctor take the test, she realized that something was going on in my throat. When they sent it to the lab, and it, excuse me, when the tests come back, when she, let I say it right here, when she take the test, she says, okay, I will send it to the lab, but I won't be in on Monday because I am going to New York to see my family. The Friday, I was at work, and my phone rang. And when my phone rang, I answered the phone. And she says, is this Miss Bates? I says, yes, Miss Bates speaking. She said to me, I am sitting in for your doctor. And I says, yes. She says, your result has come back. And it doesn't look good. So I says, yes, what is it? She said, you are diagnosed with papillary cancer, cancer of the throat. And she was talking to come so that I could come in. And for a while, I know she's talking, but what she's saying, I don't hear. So I said to her, I know you are talking, I know you are dear, but I cannot understand what you are saying. Put it in writing for me. And I lift up my hands. I was sitting right in front of my client. And I said, God, this is for you. I can't angle it, take it. My client's wife comes out and said, Hilda, what is wrong with you? What happened? I said, Mrs. Layton, I have just diagnosed with cancer of my throat. And the sympathy start. And I called my agency and I told them what happened. I am asking them to send somebody good to look after Dr. Layton for me. He was a doctor. And the sympathy start. And my employer said, you will always be on our payroll. And I left for home. After the end of the day, I left for home. The Sabbath, That was the Friday. The Sabbath morning, I went to church. And I said to my pastor, I have something to say to you after service. So after service, he went around greeting brethren and so forth. And I was sitting down waiting on him. And I went to him and I said, Pastor, I'm waiting on you. And he came over. And I said to him, can you keep a secret? And he looked upon me funny. I say, I have something to tell you. I have just diagnosed with cancer on Friday. I need your prayers. I need your anointing. And he says, okay, Mrs. Bates. But I said, don't tell anybody until I told you to. He said to me, I know somebody that can help you. I said, yes, who is that? And he said, I won't call the name. And I said, yes, go and talk to her. And when I went to her, she said to me, I hear already. She said to me, yes, I can help you, but you have to come to my house. I says, okay, I will. So I went to her house. And she take care of me. I spent 5 months in her house. She have done everything for me. And after the 5 months, I went home. My niece said to me, Aunt, the doctor wanted me to come and take surgery. And I said, no, I am not. Any surgery. I am going to go herbal. And he said, I don't know if any herbal can cure cancer. And I says, Doc, I'm going herbal. I'm not going to cut my throat. So he cringed up and he was, you know, putting up his shoulders and so forth. And I said, I won't. And I left him. He was putting all, showing me where the cancer can go in, wherever. And I said, Doc, I'm not taking any surgery. And I went home and I stick by the lady that says she can help me. And she did. She take me off all the food that I used to eat. Used to eat these chickens and all those things and eat pure vegetables. If I drink any milk, it's like almond milk or rice milk. No dairy, everything where dairy is concerned. And a few months after that 5 months, I went back to the hospital. I make an appointment and went to the hospital. But this time I went to the Dana-Farber. That's the cancer hospital. And they do a lot of tests once again. And I still decided no surgery, no knife. And after that, I went back for another test. And when they continue to test and test, the last test I said they'd done, they said that the cancer is benign. They haven't seen any cancer. So I know the Lord has taken the cancer away. Because I asked him, I said, Lord, I cannot handle this. You take it. And God of my herbal doctor, I am here today I give God thanks. I give God praise. I give God all the glory that truly belongeth unto him. So he said, if we ask, we shall receive. So I did ask him to take this cancer away, and my God did. And I give him all the hallelujah praise for all that he has done for me. This is my portion of my testimony. Amen.
Amen. Sister Bates, what a powerful, what a powerful testimony. And my understanding, that was way back in 2007.
Yes, sir.
So that's like 15 years ago. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That is a powerful, powerful testimony. To God be the glory. Thank you for sharing. This morning, before we go on, before we bring on Sister Shelley as our final, Sister Shelley Johnson for our final prayer warrior, I want to open up the lines and ask if anyone just wants to give a brief two-minute praise report. A brief two-minute praise report. We'll do that. And I just want to say in my praise report, you know, as I was listening to Sister Bates' testimony, that's a powerful testimony. God is the final word on everything because he's the beginning and the end, of course, the Alpha and Omega. And, you know, we're taught in my world of psychology that the brain is so powerful. The brain is so powerful. And I look at how, in relation to how the enemy wants to attack us. Well, even in Psychology 101, they talked about, they don't talk about God, but they talk about evil, good and evil, in your brain. They talk about the three brains, the id, the ego, and the superego. They get into all of that real deeply. But anyway, you know, we've got a brain that, according to psychology, that never sleeps. But anyway, we're all connected to the universe. We're God's children. Our breath that we breathe is God within us. And I just want to encourage every one of us, when someone is saying something to you and it goes contrary to your faith, your belief, and whatever that belief is, if you begin to accept those words, if the doctor says that you shall die, if you begin to accept that into your spirit, then you have even harmed your own self. We have to be careful with what we accept into our spirit. And you will, you can tell that doctor with all that knowledge, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I do not claim this stuff. And don't let them put that on you. It can be anything. If somebody says you're going to be evicted from your house, well, I rebuke that right when they're saying it. Don't accept that. It's like you put up a defense mechanism right there, right there. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And let him fight that battle for you. You know, my mother, I lived in the hospital from 5 years of age. I was always accident prone. Something was always happening to me. And let me tell you, my mother was always prophesying and preaching over me, over my life. I mean, five, you don't know what you're doing. But I kept getting injured all the way up through adulthood. And I'm telling you, when I learned from how my mother was doing things, rebuking things, let me tell you, I learned to do that as well. And I can tell you some stories of having survived some things just from not accepting it into my spirit. So you let them know, I rebuke that right there. Somebody can say something that you don't want to hear. Like my teachers, some of them will tell me, you're not going to be anything because you like to clown too much. You know, and I begin to say, I'm not going to listen to them. Why should I listen to them? I didn't want to say that to them. But in my mind, I begin to rebuke that, and I didn't even know that I was rebuking it. I didn't even know. But I just say, I'm not accepting that. So I just want to encourage everybody to watch what we accept into our spirit. We're going to open up now. If you got a brief, maybe a 1 or 2 minute praise report that you want to give, because we've got to give the minister time for his word. Anyone?
Hello, good morning. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath. Good morning.
I want to share, this is Sister Sherry Johnson. I want to share this testimony because Sister Lois mentioned the 8 laws of health, and then she also mentioned gratitude and service to others. But I want to include, another law of health, and that law is praise. Praising God, singing to God. It has been proven that singing can boost the immunity, can change the whole atmosphere that is around you. And the scripture I want to share is Revelation 15, verses 3 and 4. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. All nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." Some years ago, I was living out of the U.S., and my family had sponsored us to come to the U.S., and we were waiting to go to the embassy. We had like 2 weeks, you know, before we went there. Then just before we went, I came home one day and realized someone had broken into our home, stolen all our music. We had a choir, 3 choirs, stolen all the music, all the musical equipment, all the CDs, everything that we had. And they had so much time. They went to everyone's clothing, into the pockets, in the drawers, every place. And they stole from my husband, from my kids. They did not steal anything from me. So including in the things that they took was his passport. They took the pouch that he had with the passport. Now, if he didn't have the passport, he was the main person who was being sponsored, then none of us could get to come to the U.S. or none of us would be able to be interviewed. So we looked all night through the bushes, every place in the immediate area, nothing. The next morning I said to them, I said, "Well, you go to work, the children, you go to school. I'm going to stay at home and clean up, you know, this mess they've made here." So I sat downstairs in the sofa, and all that came to me was to start singing. I started to sing and sing and sing and sing. And I said, "God, I don't know what the singing is about, but this is what you said I should do." Then, like a half an hour after, I saw a small suitcase in the front room that no one saw. Friends came to help us search. Nobody saw this little suitcase lying there. They took the big suitcase and put all the equipment and stuff, and seemed like they brought the suitcase down from upstairs. But after they saw the music and stuff, instruments, they put down the small suitcase and took a big one to pack up that stuff. So God said, "Go over there to that suitcase, the passport is in there." So when I lifted the suitcase, I felt something move in the suitcase. There it was, the pouch was there with the passport. I just want to encourage us that when circumstances get dark and it seems like there's no way out, start to sing praise to the Lord. For the Lord is mighty and can honor that praise. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead because the hour is escaping us. Thank you so much for that, Sister Shelley Johnson. We're going to get ready to go to our final prayer warrior, which will also be Sister Shelley Johnson. So make your prayer request known. Sister Johnson, I'm going to ask for a special prayer for a friend of mine. Her name is Joy, J-O-Y. Her account, her bank account, her life savings was hacked through Cash App, that app that we all went through. It was hacked, and the bank this week in writing that they would not be able to refund her money. So I'm going to ask that you pray for Joy, that the Lord clean. If they wiped her account out clean and left her $6 in there, $1,000.
Jesus.
So now she's very depressed about this. So we're asking the Lord will intervene and give this woman her money back. So that's a prayer request. Are there any others at this?
Hello, this is Teresa. I have a prayer request. I was able to see my brother last week, but I'm asking for prayer for my brother. He's been on a trach for 3 months and feeding tubes, and he's still alive. But I just pray that my family use wisdom and that we request the hospital to take him off all of those things so he can live. Amen.
Hi, this is Maria. I have a special prayer request for my friend's son. His name is Andrew, and he is incarcerated for, I believe, 10 to 15 years, but he's incarcerated improperly. Did he commit the crime? Yeah, he committed the crime, but this guy, he is certified with mental illness. He should not have gone to prison like that. He's a young man. And he's in prison. So if you can please pray that, you know, somehow that God can do the impossible, because he's been sentenced and he's been sent to the most hardest prison. He called his mom. He told his mom he's frightened. So please pray for Andrew. And then also for my family, my family members, and also for my health, I want to experience that healing that God has for me and each one of us. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. My name is Keith. I'd like to pray for my wife, Judith. Also for my son, Keon. My daughter, Courtney. I also want to pray for a friend of mine. We used to work together. His name is Jared. And I pray that God will intervene in his life. And just want to continue to ask God to help me to be faithful as I go through this difficult time dealing with my wife. She, unfortunately, she has dementia, and it's a very difficult time. So please keep me in prayer. Thank you.
What's your name, brother?
Her name is Judah.
Your name?
My name is Keith.
Keith. Okay, thank you.
This is Sister Beverly. I'm asking you to pray for me as I pray for myself. God knows what my heart's desire is, for just answered prayers. Sister Beverly, thank you.
I'm sorry, this is Sister Teresa again. I forgot I need to... what the sister said about the young man that's incarcerated. My son is on the brink of being incarcerated in prison. He had an arraignment last Thursday, and they paused it because he had to have a mental evaluation. And I agree with the sister. He does not need to go to prison. So his name is Brandon Morton. Thank you.
Okay, also, Sister Johnson, would you pray for the speaker of the hour? Would you pray for the speaker of the hour that God will use him in a mighty way this morning? His name is Pastor Shellum Flemons. Pastor Shellum Flemons. Flemons. F-L-E-M-O-N-S. Like lemons, but Flemons.
Yes.
All right, we'll see the throne of grace at this time.
Ready to pray. Oh, Father in heaven, you are the only God who can hear, who can see, who can speak, who can make things happen. You're the only God who can create. You're the only God who can transform, who can deliver, who can forgive. Send Jesus to die on the cross so that we can have life. We can have deliverance. We can have healing. We can have forgiveness. And we can have eternal life. We come this morning seeking your help, seeking your grace, your mercy, because salvation belongs to you. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. You've given us. We thank you for the life that you lived. Thank you for the sacrifice you made. And as we study your word, we see that your sacrifice, the blood of lambs, of goats, of pigeons, could not do it. Only the blood of Jesus. So we come under that blood today, thanking you for this program, Lord, that calls upon your name, that testifies of you. This program that lifts you up. You may draw men to you, women to you. We thank you, Father, for Dr. Walker, that you will continue to give him desire. Give him the means. Give him the intellect that he may continue to do this work you have given to him. We also, Father, want to pray for those who have challenges to face each day. Sister Joy has been challenged financially. The devil, who is a killer, thief, and a destroyer, has taken her money from the bank. Father, we unite our minds, our hearts today, and we call upon your name on behalf of Sister Joy. That Cash App that has taken her money and the bank that is refusing to return her money, that you will deliver up that money, every penny of it, every cent. In the name of Jesus, we claim that money returned to Sister Joy, that her, this depression will be lifted off of her. And Satan will be proven to be a liar and a cheater. And you will be proven to be the God of her salvation. And we thank you for that. Thank you, Father, for Sister Teresa, whose brother is ill. Father, the hospital has him on everything possible that they can put on him. Every piece of equipment, feeding tube and every monitor and everything. And Father, they're requesting that the hospital take all this off that he may live. So, Lord Jesus, you are the life giver. You give breath. You sustain. You do miracles. So we ask you for this miracle to be brought into existence. And we speak, dear Father, life like you spoke. And life comes to those who you speak to. So we ask you to speak life into the situation. And let this be according to the family's, dear Father, request. Let life, dear Father, be sustained by you. In his body and in his mind. And we thank you for that. We pray for Sister Maria. Lord Andrew, who diagnosed with mental illness, Father, and they feel, dear Father, this diagnosis is harsh, that is unjust. Lord God, reverse this in the name of Jesus. Bring this, dear Father, to justice, because only you are just. The justice system, Lord, is messed up. It's evil. It's corrupt. It has favoritism. It has racism. Father, we pray you cancel all of it. And Lord, bring another trial. Bring another chance, Father, that he may have favor in that trial that you are going to bring into existence. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. Lord, we bring Brother Keats to you, his wife, Judah, Keon, Courtney, his children, his friend, Jerry. Lord, they all, Father, have much need of you. He has much need of you, Lord. He needs sustenance. He needs courage. He needs, Father, your grace, Father, your strength. He needs, Father, your love. Father, he needs your patience to deal with these people in his family. And, Lord, family is the biggest challenge to our lives because you have to live with them and you have to deal with them, and they don't go anyplace. They're right there, Father, under your skin. I pray, Father, you will give his wife, dear Father, her mind, that you will put it into subjection, dear God, and he will be able, dear Father, to deal with her. Give him, dear Jesus, the love, and let the love be that love of God, love of Christ, his children the same. And Jerry, that he would seek, that he would see his need for the salvation of God, and, dear Father, have a relationship with you in his life. We thank you for that. We pray for Sister Beverly, for herself, the desires she has given to you, the prayers she has sent up to you, that you will bring it to pass. You will answer her accordingly, Jesus, and she will know that you have answered because you are bringing those desires to pass. If you say, bring your desire to me and I will bring them to pass. Father, let them be in your will. Line them up in your will. And Father, let it be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. Lord, we come to the speaker of the hour, Pastor Shellen Lemon. Lord, you know this young man better than we do. You, he has dedicated his life to you, Father, in the medical ministry. Lord God, we pray as he speaks today, his words will not just be words from, dear Father, from lectures and from books, but it would be from the throne of God. It will bring conversion to our souls. It will give us heartburn. We will use the word of God to treat, dear Father, the heartburn and bring healing to us, Father, where we are not eating right, where we're not drinking right, where we're not sleeping right, where we're not having the right lifestyle. Father, we're not exercising. We're not putting trust in you. Father, where we not, dear Jesus, praising you, where we're not being grateful. Father, where we're not serving others, we pray that you will shift all in our lives and let, dear Jesus, the healing and the help that your people should have come to pass. Lord, you said that we should be in health. Above all things, be in health, even as our soul prospers. So let our souls prosper, Father, so that our bodies could prosper, our health could prosper. We thank you, God, for the hour, oh, Father, that you have given to us here, the time you have given us. Thank you, dear Jesus, for the power that you have sent forth with your word, not returning unto you void, but accomplishing that which you should accomplish. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. We bless you, everyone who's in the listening arena, Father. Oh, Lord, we ask that their ears be on, dear Father, that you will put the ears of, Father, the ears of, the mind of, the heart of upon us today. And, Father, we will correct our ways through your Holy Spirit. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that, Sister Johnson, for that powerful prayer. I introduced the speaker of the hour. I want to be able to say this to those who have members who are incarcerated, who may be facing mental challenges or deficits. I cannot give legal advice because I have not passed the bar exam. So this is not legal advice, and I'm going for that exam in July. But I do know that if a person, if there's evidence that a person has a mental illness, and they're not capable of understanding the crime that they allege to have committed, then that person should not be going to prison. And I would encourage those of you all who have gotten on the program this morning and mentioned that, and this is not legal advice, but I would say get a private attorney. It may be costly, but you may want to get a private attorney, and that attorney will know exactly what to do in terms of having the party examined, going through an examination. And, of course, this is not legal advice, but it's just information. If that were my, you know, a family member or a friend that I knew of, I would certainly seek out a private attorney and mention that we believe that the party has a deficit, a mental deficit, and that they do not deserve to be in prison. And that, of course, has to be proved, and it should be by an examination, a thorough examination by the qualified expert. All right, our speaker of the hour, the Bible tells us that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And when we don't know this, let me tell you something, people can do anything to you when we don't have the knowledge. And the knowledge means that sometimes it's a matter of reaching out to someone who has that information. And that's where I'm saying contacting a private attorney, not necessarily a public defender. All right, our speaker of the hour, Pastor Shellen Lemon. Flemons is a pastor and director of Times of Refreshing Simplicity of Eden. It's abbreviated as TORSO, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, and if not, he will correct me on the air. TORSO Ministry. TORSO Ministry is located in the Allegheny Mountains of western Pennsylvania. He and his wife, Maria, are biblical wellness practitioners and conduct wellness retreats at their facility in the warmer months of the year. The Flemings and Torso Ministry are the creative and managing sponsor of the Biblical Booster, a global campaign to boost the immunity of our global community. The Flemings host the workshop, their worship and wellness broadcast. It's a one-hour morning broadcast that airs at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be accessed by telephone or the Internet. They also host Zoom meetings that cover religion and health issues. He is a dynamic speaker gifted in simplifying that which is complicated and engaging the audience, motivating them to commit to positive change. He is a warm, caring religious leader and healthcare practitioner, striving to follow the example of Jesus Christ. After the song of meditation, which will be sang by Sister Teresa Morton, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Pastor Shalom Flemings. Hear ye him.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I have fixed my mind on another time. That is the worship message for me this morning. I have fixed my mind on another time. On another time. Here I mean to stand on care. God gives me more life. And that is today, 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 until he comes. I have fixed my mind on another time, on another time. I have set my course on the narrow way, for I know the time close at hand, for which I watch and pray, and that is today, 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 and I have set my course on the narrow way, on the narrow way. Even before
Lord, I said, yes, yes. Me to be here with you today. It's a pleasure, and I want to thank Dr. Walker for the invitation. Torso was pronounced correctly. It is T-O-R-S-O, just put an E on the end, so it has the same sound. I'd like to give you a quick introduction to our ministry, and I'll do that after prayer. Father, just be with me as I speak. May I speak the words and the way that Jesus spoke in Jesus' name. Amen. I was the director for many years of a ministry called Times of Refreshing. My wife was the directress of a ministry called Simplicity of Eden. In 2019, God brought us together, and the best way to say it is he gave a marriage license to our ministries, and so rather than come up with a new name, we put the two ministries together, and it formed Times of Refreshing, Simplicity of Eden. Thank God for acronyms. That's a long name. So we're generally known as Torso, T-O-R-S-O-E, and you can use that. Go to our website, torso.org. As Dr. Walker said, we share the health message. We have a wellness retreat. We do wellness coaching. We are in pastoral work, and also we help people. We're primarily known as medical missionaries. So I'll be talking to you all today about the biblical booster, boosting the immunity of our global community. Now, obviously, that should let you know this is about the pandemic. However, if you need an answer to cancer, if you need to learn how to take the itis out of arthritis, if diabetes is giving you the sugar blues, we can help you. So the information we're sharing applies to any of these chronic diseases and more, but the biblical booster is focusing on the pandemic. You know, why did God give us this burden for the biblical booster? You all might remember Dr. Fauci and others stated, if you're healthy, most likely three things would, if you're healthy, three things would not take place. And by way of a disclaimer, we would just like to simply say, we are simply teaching what the Bible teaches. That's our disclaimer this morning. Dr. Fauci and other prominent physicians said, if you're healthy, number one, most likely you will not die of COVID-19. Number two, if you're healthy, you most likely will not be hospitalized with COVID-19. Number three, most likely you will not get seriously ill with COVID-19. That was before the vaccines rolled out. When the vaccines rolled out, Dr. Fauci and other prominent physicians repeated themselves, and they simply said, If you're vaccinated, you won't die, most likely. Most likely, you won't get seriously ill, and most likely, you will not be hospitalized. So I'll borrow some poetry from our book. The book we're writing is wonderful. It's a book of poetry, but it's got hard-hitting facts. They befittingly yet unwittingly told us that being healthy gives you the same protection as a vaccine. I'll borrow from a little more poetry in the book. We waited for them to teach us how to get healthy and stay healthy. And when we didn't get any of that, we did not complain. We launched a campaign. So we have launched the immunity of our global community. My brothers and sisters, what kills COVID, what kills people with COVID is a weak immune system. And when you have a weak immune system, it can't fight the virus. And this is what a lot of people don't understand, a weak immune system will kill you. That's something very few people understand. Many of you may not have a military background, but you may have heard of something called friendly fire. It's just inevitable. It's unavoidable. You can try to avoid some of it, but some soldiers will die in war because the artillery hit the wrong place, because they thought they were mistaken as an enemy and they got shot by their friends. It's just an inevitable part of war. So we could say it like this. If your communication is weak, you're going to die of friendly fire. And so a weak immune system is an immune system where the communication is weak, and that immune system is destroying itself. So when COVID-19 gets into the body, it tricks the immune system into thinking that it's much worse than it is. And so the immune system actually mounts this response that actually destroys the body. It actually destroys the air sac, blood vessels. And so some people die of blood clots. Most people die of a pneumonia because the air sacs are destroyed by the immune system with all the inflammatory processes that go along with it. So what we are simply saying is a vaccine will never solve the problem. As a matter of fact, they said you needed one dose. Then it turned to two doses. Then it turned to two doses and a booster. And I am here to tell you that it is the new norm. Okay? It is the new norm. But most people don't understand that the new norm is not normal. Friends, it is not normal for you to get up in the morning like you brush your teeth and stick something in your arm and you don't even know what you stuck in your arm. That's not normal. But they want us to think that it's normal. It is not the solution to the pandemic, my brothers and sisters. As a matter of fact, we have this in our book, and you can validate this, I would say, for those of you who know what Sabbath is. We just kind of separate a little, not separate. We believe God separated some holy time from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, and I heard several of you mentioning the Sabbath in your prayers and in your comments, so I know everybody on the line is not unknowledgeable about this. But I would just simply say that if you go to YouTube and you type in December 10, 2021, what date did we say? December 10, 2021, nightly news. So I should say nightly news, December 10, 2021. Fast forward to about 8 minutes, and Lester Holt will tell you that the current research showed that 8 out of every 10 people with Omicron were fully vaccinated and some with boosters. You see, when you follow God's health plan, you're able to look at scientific data through the eyes of God, through the eyes of common sense. There is no way, and I will challenge Dr. Fauci, I will challenge any doctor to explain to me how it is that 8 out of every 10 people, that's the same thing as 80%, and that's what they said, nearly 80% of all people with Omicron were fully vaccinated. Explain to me. And you can ask a doctor, ask a scientist, write Dr. Fauci. This is everything we're saying is in the air. I mean, we don't have to hide what we're saying. We're asking scientific questions. How in the world can 8 out of every 10 people who have Omicron be fully vaccinated unless their immune system, so that they got the virus much faster than a person who was not vaccinated, or the vaccine actually was the super spreader. Explain that to me scientifically, how 8 out of every 10 people with the disease had the common denominator of being vaccinated. You see, we have a chapter in our book called True Science, 7 Sensible, Invincible Principles. And my brothers and sisters, the Bible speaks in the book of Timothy of science falsely so-called. So we're just going to take a little time and show you the true principles of science in the Bible. And we're going to tell you that in order for you to be healthy, there are 4 components of God's true scientific plan. This will help you with COVID. This will help you any condition that you have. Number one, you must trust in God. And that's the foundation. You see, God will sometimes disagree with your doctor. And when that happens, you have a choice to make. Okay? You can go with your doctor or you can go with God. That is a fact, that God will sometimes disagree with your doctor. I will not get into legal trouble for telling you that. The doctor might tell you you need meat. God will say, no, you don't need meat. They disagree. Okay? All right? So you understand what I'm saying? The doctor might tell you, oh, there's no way to cure this disease. Well, God said, I am the Lord that cureth or that healeth thee in Exodus 15:26. So the doctor and God sometimes disagree. So we are saying the first component is trusting God. We are not telling anybody don't go to the doctor. We're not telling you to stop taking medication. We are simply saying trust God. He will guide you. He will lead you. He is the great physician. A lot of people don't try natural remedies because they're scared. You know, I was listening to a testimony of a sister who went and got some natural help for 5 months. Praise God for you, sis. You know, that was due to trusting God. That was different than what maybe your doctor was telling you to do. Okay? So that being said, my brothers and sisters, trust God is a component. And as a result of this, friends, even in our society today, the reason why, it's not really the reason why, but I can tell you, I've been teaching this way for 30 years. I can talk so boldly because we have, and in America, we have what's called the First Amendment. And in the First Amendment, your religious belief, your religious teachings cannot be interfered with. Now, we know all of that is eroding, okay? Those rights are going to erode, but nonetheless, your religious teachings, your religious rights are protected in the United States. I'm only teaching what the Bible says. These are biblical principles. Unfortunately, you don't have many, and especially large churches, that will stand up and say that God has something to say about a vaccine. Matter of fact, one of the largest churches, even Sabbath-keeping churches, has basically stated, in so many words, God doesn't have anything to say about a vaccine, meaning that there's nothing in the Bible that says that you need to be concerned about what you put in your body. That's a lie, my brothers and sisters. And sometimes we get all wrapped up in the government and we get all wrapped up in the you know, receiving government money that we have to go along to get along, so to speak. But God wants us to stand for truth, and we must do that. So you've got to trust, depend on him. We have to believe what he says. And we have been for the last close to 30 years treating people with natural means that are biblical, simply changing their lifestyle, nothing what would be called medically invasive. We're talking about juicing and changing your diet and doing hydrotherapy. Might even include some enemas. Hello, gentlemen. We're not used to that kind of thing, but they help, especially if you have cancer. Coffee enemas are wonderful, brothers and sisters. All right, let's get back to trusting in God. All right, the next point is you've got to cleanse the system, my brothers and sisters. There are 7 channels of elimination. That is, 5 of them are organ systems: the liver, kidney, colon, lungs, and the bowel. Okay, colon, let me say it this way: colon, liver, kidney, lungs, and skin is the better, probably the better way to say it. And so these organs get clogged up because of the toxins that we put in our bodies and the poor lifestyle, you know, that we have. We eat the flesh of dead animals. Oh, no, Dr. Walker, he said flesh of dead animals on your show. Yes, he did, because that's what it is, friends. See, when you accept truth, it helps you because you understand what it is. The devil doesn't want you to understand it, so he wants you to think of it as that good curry goat. He wants delicious curry goat or delicious fried chicken or whatever he wants you to think of it. You need to think of it as the flesh of a dead animal, okay? And going beyond that, God didn't even intend for us to eat the menstrual cycle of a chicken. Oh, he said that, Dr. Walker, on your show. He called an egg the menstrual cycle of a chicken. You better not have him to come back. Brothers and sisters, that's what it is. It's the menstrual cycle of a chicken. And we need to understand what it is. Now, back in the day, it wasn't so bad. But nowadays, they are pumping so much estrogen and other toxins so that the chicken makes more eggs. So that the cow makes more milk, you know, so that the certain parts of the body are bigger and fatter. You know, they give more estrogen to chickens so their breast gets bigger. They give more estrogen to these animals so the thigh gets bigger. Some of you trying to lose a little weight, maybe you're eating too much estrogen in the form of animal products, and that's why your thighs and other parts of your body, you can't bring them down because of the diet, my friends. And so God wanted us to cleanse the system of toxins by, you know, we'll get to the lifestyle a little later. But we've got to cleanse the system. That's our point. And so the colon has to be clean. The liver has to be detoxified. The kidneys have to be functioning right. The lungs need to be flowing in allowing oxygen to carbon dioxide to flow out, and perspiration through the skin also cleanses the system. So you've got to go on a cleanse. That includes fasting, all right? Now that said, let's move to the third component is natural remedies, hydrotherapy, herbs, different things of this nature. We also have something that is a natural remedy. It's called a hydrogen generator. And I will tell you, if you want to write this down, if you want to write our channel down, it's a Rumble channel, because sometimes when you disagree with modern medicine about the pandemic, YouTube takes your videos down. But if you want to get two testimonials of people who were pretty much dying of COVID and they were reversed in one day, go to our channel. It's Torso, T-O-R-S-O-E, number one. So Torso 1, go to Rumble. Probably if you go to rumble.com and just search for Torso 1. If not, contact me. I'll give my cell number in, and you can reach out to me and text me, and I'll send you some links, okay? But we use natural remedies, castor oil and coconut oil and essential oils and, again, as we said, different types of hydrotherapy. You know, I was just dealing with someone who has much pain due to some vein issues, and she's getting relief simply by an ice rub. That's a styrofoam cup, 3/4 filled with water, freeze it. Sometimes we can drop a few essential oils like eucalyptus in there, and then doesn't feel good, but when she's in pain, her husband can, in circular motions, just rub her with that ice, and he can just, with his fingernails, peel that styrofoam back so that, you know, he can just keep the ice on her body. Circular motions going all the way up into the pelvic region. She gets instant relief. She feels better. She can function. Natural remedy. Natural remedy. And so the fourth component is what we call the live-free lifestyle. Live free from diabetes. Live free from COVID-19. Live free from cancer. Live free from arthritis. Live free from autoimmune diseases. Live free is an acronym. The L is love God. That deals with that trust in God component we already talked about. The I is include temperance. Now, temperance means you abstain from everything harmful, and then you do in moderation that which is good. So temperance would teach us to not smoke, not drink, you know, not take drugs, so on and so forth. But temperance would also teach us to not overwork. Temperance would teach us not to overeat, so on and so forth. The V in live is vital water. The body is 80% water, and we need to drink our half our body weight in ounces. You weigh 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces of water to be consumed in between meals during mealtime. The E in live, for live free, is eat healthy. That's a whole food, plant-based diet, okay? Whole food, plant-based diet. That means fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables, with the emphasis on fruits and vegetables, so our diet is more alkaline. Our bloodstream is more alkaline, okay? You can have a lot of things that you make. We still eat, not that we do this every day, we still eat cakes and pies and cookies and pizzas and things of this nature, but they're not made with animal products. They're made with whole foods, and so you can still have variety. As we look at free, the F in free is fresh air. I picked up a little Jamaican accent from my sisters earlier, and I know my brothers and sisters from the islands love to get out in that fresh air. That's a beautiful thing. We need to do that. And even if we have to live in a move to the country and live in a area where there's less crime, let's get that window of fresh air. It helps to boost your immune system and with the negative ions and the oxygen being prevalent, and it's really good. The R in free is rest. Get to bed on time, my friend. Stop burning the midnight oil. You know, when I was in college, my light never went off because I learned the principle, go to bed early and get up early. So if I had a lot of studying to do, I'd go to bed at 7 o'clock if I had to and get up at 2. My brother, who was my roommate my freshman year of college, he had an opposite plan. And so he would stay up. So our light never went out. And but the bottom line is it was better for our health when we go to bed early. The E in free is exercise. The first E in free is exercise. We need to be getting exercise daily, my friends. And that the best exercise is walking. But there are other forms that are still good. But let's get that exercise every day. And the final E in free is enjoy sunlight. So that's the live free lifestyle. Sunlight gives you vitamin D, and that helps you to change cholesterol into vitamin D. When you get sunlight and the vitamin D stimulating your bones, it helps balance your hormones. It helps lower your blood pressure, lower your blood sugar, increase immune function if you have cancer. There you have it, friends, the live free lifestyle. And so I want to mention to you, take a pen. I'll give you my number if you want to text me or call me, and I'll give you links to those testimonial videos. My number is 706-897-8537. That's 706-897-8537. But you can actually get those videos by going to rumble.com, and that's where it's kind of a newer media where uncensored information can be obtained through video. And our channel name is torso.torso1. So it's T-O-R-S-O-E 1. The Biblical Booster, therefore, is a campaign. We're writing a book. It's going to be an online class. We are trying to boost the immunity of our global community. People build their immune system as the best solution to the pandemic. And I'll end this presentation by giving you a little more poetry from the Biblical Booster. President Biden, we boldly declare that we want you to be well aware. Those healthy bike rides in Delaware help ensure your own health care. We re-echo the call to former President Trump. It's the sunlight, not the golf ball, that gives you a jump. To politicians working across the aisles, Christians, Muslim, Jews, and even Gentiles, you will lie in state if you don't change your diet. You won't have to wait for a Capitol riot. Back to you, Dr. Walker. Thank you for allowing me to share.
All right. We want to thank Pastor Shalom Flemons for that powerful word. And as always, you need to do your due diligence when it comes to your health. And certainly I'm sure that he's put out the disclaimer As he said, God is the one who heals and cures. So we we do thank him for that message this morning, very powerful message this morning. And again, do your due diligence when it comes to your health, whether it's COVID, vaccinations, or anything relating to your own health. All right, so now we want to go ahead and just before we give the benediction, we're going to, and we'll ask Pastor Flemons if he'll give us a benediction. But just before he does, closing remarks, we have our next program, which will be the International Divine Intervention Day program, will be coming to us, let's see here, that's going to be on March 12th. So you will want to mark your calendars for March 12th. If you want to participate on program, even if you want to be the guest speaker of the hour, you want to sing, you want to give a testimony, you want to be a prayer warrior, you want to do opening song, anything, praise and worship, anything that you want to do, please contact either Ms. Woodbury, Ms. LeBron, myself, Ms. Evans, Ms. Lewis, and let them know what you would like to do. But please do it early enough so we can get you on the program. Any other housekeeping, we certainly want to thank all of you all for your participation this morning, and we certainly look forward to you all joining us again. We will be having an upcoming program one Sabbath morning, one Shalom. We will be doing 1 hour of praise, testimony, and prayer, you know, just praising God, giving praise reports. We will do nothing but testimonies, and then we will do nothing but prayer. So PTP is going to be praise, testimony, and prayer, because I believe that those three do make a difference sometimes. And sometimes, you know, we hear a word, and that's good. But when we can get a praise report, that's powerful as well, when someone has testified or give a praise on how God has blessed and manifested their lives with something that they may have been going through. So at this time, without further delay, because we are out of time, we're going to ask Pastor Flemons if he would be so kind to give us a benediction.
Yes. Dear Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for all of those who have come to hear a word from the Lord, to give praise, to give requests of you. And any aspects of this that I may have missed, we thank you, Lord, that people seek you on this day. We ask that you would bless each listener and bless those who have come with all of our issues, with all of our needs. We thank you. We lay them at the foot of the cross in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We leave you with this song as we end our programming. Wonderful day, everybody. God bless you. Happy Sabbath. Shalom.
God bless you. Have a good day. God bless you, Pastor Roland. to Sister Reese and everyone on the show. God bless you all. And thank you, Pastor, for that powerful service. Powerful great message. God bless you all.
Thank you. Love amen. You.
Have a great day. And Sister Lois, God bless you also.
God
bless you, Marjorie. Have a blessed day in Jesus.
You too. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless everyone. Great, great services, you all.
Amen.